Journey to Pentecost, Week 2, Day 80, April 10th, 2024. His right hand. The scripture today comes from Isaiah 41:9-13. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Devotional. God is here to help us. He wants us to live in perfect peace, not in fear. God wants us to know that He has chosen us, and He wants us to turn to Him and Him alone. In this scripture, God tells His chosen people, Israel, that He has delivered them from the ends of the earth and brought them out of bondage, out of the hands of their enemy, and He wants them to trust Him. This brought to my mind a vacation I took recently. It was a trying time in the Middle East, and many were afraid to travel there. Some even suggested that the group and I not take this trip. While we decided to take the trip, we had to trust that God would protect us from any dangers of the war that was actively being fought in a region close to our destination. We found God to be faithful. He allowed us to travel without any incident, and it turned out to be one of my best vacations ever. To God be the glory. We know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy us. But God lets us know that we have no reason to fear, because He will support us with His right hand of righteousness, which will bring us victory against our enemy. Some of us have enemies that we know of, and some that we may not be aware of. God promises in His word that He will cause our enemies to disappear. God gives us courage to face every fear, and He comes to help us no matter how difficult the situation may seem. When we don't know which way to turn, we have to look up and turn the situation over to Him, because He cares for us. Prayer. Father God, we thank You for promising to be with us always and to strengthen us and uphold us with Your righteous right hand. Help us to remove any fear from our hearts and replace it with faith in You. In Jesus' name, amen.